The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and cooler stat.
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This some serious gourmet
Let's get it on.
2-1 to me would be what they need to do to keep pace and do what they got to do to give themselves a chance to be successful. Anything less than that, the schedule's only going to get more difficult. Now, could they go on a run? Of course they could. We see it every year. You know, teams beat teams that they're not supposed to beat, but you're just digging yourself a hole. And what we've seen, the history of the Broncos here over the last 5 years, it's not been good enough.
There's Brandon Stokely, one half of Stokely and Stack, noon to 3 here on The Fan. So weighing in on the Broncos schedule that has a, on paper, has a very soft start with games at the Giants, at the Jaguars, home against the Jets, and home against Baltimore. And Mark, it sets up perfectly. The schedule makers gave them a gift because not only does Vic Fangio, who's 0-7 in September, have to get off to a fast start just to keep the Wolves at bay, just to make sure the seat doesn't become scalding hot. He probably already starts the season with it a bit warm. And the much-needed confidence boost that this team definitely needs at the start of a season. So I'm very excited about the way the schedule lays out early on. Are you?
Yeah, I mean, you still have to take care of your business. I think that Giants game is a tough open, just based on the way their defense plays. Now, offensively, I mean, come on, Daniel Jones is a great athlete, but Daniel Jones struggles. I mean, Daniel Jones is very much like Drew Lock, struggles locking onto an individual receiver, like his offensive coordinator told me, red striping one guy. Basically just eyeballing that one guy. So that's an issue. There's no question that that's an issue. Defensively, they're a tough outfit defensively. I mean, tough. So that's a tough game. But again, two rookie quarterbacks in a row. You've got the Jags, you've got the Jets. That's one on the road, one at home. Those are winnable games. Baltimore's a tough game.
Yeah, but if you just look at the schedule and just look at teams like, okay, and I know they're looking at us the same way, like, oh, there's a very winnable game. But come on, you start looking at plenty of games on this schedule where you're like, why not? Giants, Jags, Jets, Raiders, Washington,
sure.
Philly, what? Detroit, Cincinnati. Add it all up. What do you see right now? Give me an Aaron Rodgers record. Give me a Drew Lock, Teddy Bridgewater record.
Drew Lock, Teddy Bridgewater, they're going to win, I would say, just, again, this is just snapshot, 7-8 games.
Okay. Aaron Rodgers?
11.
So a 3-4 game difference.
Yeah.
I had about a 11. I had about a 3-game difference, too. I got 9-8 without, 12-5 with.
Yeah, 12-5, I could see 12. I could see them going 12-5 with Rodgers, yeah.
All right,
but okay. I think we're close to being on the same page. Of course, you're a little bit more of a homer than me, but that's okay.
Next on the Morning Brew,
as an organization, it's things that you know you can do better as well. But I'll just say this for Joe Brady's growth, like one of the things we didn't do much of when I was there, we didn't practice 2-minute really. We didn't practice red zone. You didn't practice on Fridays there, but you walk through like the red. You walk through the red zone stuff, and then Saturday you come out and practice red zone, but you only get like 15 live reps.
Teddy Bridgewater throwing Joe Brady and the Panthers offensive coaching staff under the bus with those comments about not practicing enough. Bad look for Teddy Two Gloves?
No, I don't think it's a bad look. I think it's honest. It's part of.
Doesn't feel like excuse making at all?
No, I
only, you know, is that a case of, hey man, point the finger? Don't point the finger, pull the thumb?
Well, I would say this from a leadership standpoint, then get it changed. You're the quarterback. Like, we're not doing enough here. But listen, you come in from a college rank standpoint. There are a lot, and I like Matt Rhule a lot. Like, he was a guy that was in our meetings. I think he was very honest, assessing where they are, honest with all the things that needed to be changed, all the things they needed to do better. Like, he was really good with that stuff. And I'll give, you know, I'll give Teddy the benefit of the doubt, because he's that well respected within that organization. But yeah, I think there's always going to be learning curves when you get your first opportunity to be a head coach.
Next on the Morning Brew.
They kept putting pucks in and getting it on the forecheck, and guys made some plays to get us a lead, and JT Confer had himself a night. You know, it turned out to be a good victory for us, and, you know, we'll put it away and move on for tomorrow.
Yeah, big day today for Jared Bednar and the Avalanche. They took care of business, hammering basically a minor league outfit in the LA Kings, 6-0. They get the Kings again tonight, last game of the regular season, and it's all in front of them. All in front of them. Go out, win tonight, and you earn the best record in the NHL. You win the President's Trophy. And why does the President's Trophy matter? Well, the last time the Avalanche won the President's Trophy as the best team in the regular season, they went on to win the Stanley Cup. At Game 7 at the Pepsi Center, it mattered. Alex Tanguy, a couple goals. Being at home,
right.
Game 7.
I like it, man. I like where your head's at right now. I like it when you talk winning Stanley Cup. I like the fact that Comfer had another nice game, and he's been a bit of a... He was the grinder in front of the goal that got the game winner against Vegas, right?
Yep.
I like that. I'm with you.
He's got a little bit of a mini Chris Drury about him. Had a nice playoff run last year. You know, one of those guys that...
Did he play Little League Baseball?
Did he win the Little League World Series for a small town in Connecticut? No.
That's like if you play in Harvard, it's like you obligatory mention, like for Fitzmagic.
Do you...
obligatory mention.
Do you remember? Do you remember the name of the town? Two buttons if you can get it. Drury's Little League team.
Yeah, oh, I do.
From
I
Connecticut.
Do. Yes.
Come on. Give me the T.
Who begins with a what?
A T.
A T? No, I don't.
No, not gonna get it.
No.
Turnbull.
Right? Wasn't it? I used to go to Little League playoffs in Connecticut. They had Giamatti Fields. Remember the commissioner, you know, Paul Giamatti, actor?
Trumbull, not Turnbull. Trumbull. Doesn't matter. I'm close enough. Trumbull.
Well, close enough.
Turnbull, Trumbull, Connecticut? That's close. That's good enough. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. next on the Morning Brew.
Up the middle, base hit. Camp Center out there. The Rockies will take a 1-0 lead. The Trevor Story comes through. I know they scored in the first inning yesterday. You have to build on it. But that's exactly what this club needed after losing 8-1 last night.
Drew Goodman. Dead shot. Drew Goodman there with the call on AT&T Sportsnet. As the Rockies are able to salvage the last game of the doubleheader and the last game of the series. Josh Fuentes capping a big night with a 2-out walk-off single in the 8th inning. Remember, those doubleheader games are 7 innings. So it went extras, 8th inning, and the Rockies get a win over the depleted Padres. Rockies are 13-24.
Not bad. Not too bad. Not too shabby.
It's terrible. What do you mean?
We got a win yesterday.
We got a win.
In the second game of the...
We did get a win. Cherish those wins, people. Right. Cherish them.
They're not going to come around that often.
Although I will call my shot. With Cincinnati in town for the next 4, they'll get at least 2. A split. At least 2.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, what, are you going to start talking up Cincinnati now like they're the Giants? Hey, this Cincinnati team, let me tell you something about it. They're tough. They play a defensive scheme with their shifts, man.
Michael, they are tough.
I've looked at them in film.
Michael. I could do what, you know, everybody else does and look at last year's record and go, oh yeah, we got a great shot. We're going to beat them. They're no good. You know, I could, you've gone, I mean, you've been influenced by D-Mac.
No.
Yes.
There's the Cincinnati Reds, dude.
You're just like
they're 17-17.
A bigger, chubbier version of T-Mac.
Well, it's true. He used to be the bigger, chubbier version.
Right.
Now he's a wee little fella.
I know. Now he just eats flaxseed and he's like a bird.
Nuts and
right. You know, he's like on a little squirrel diet.
Acorns.
Yeah.
Okay. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. James Merrillat. Oh, he was out in force on Twitter talking about this Broncos schedule and one guess as to who his main target was.
That's right. Teflon Vic.
James joins us coming up next.